Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, you'll learn what it means to fear not.
Lots of times you see athletes wearing shirts that say no fear. Truth of the matter is, everyone gets afraid. Lots of people have physical fears. They fear going to the doctor and getting the report that says you have cancer. Lots of times moms and dads fear that their children will die. So many people fear that they'll lose their job, that they'll go under. God doesn't want us to live life paralyzed and plagued by fear. The Lord wants us to face the giant of fear and defeat the giant of fear by the power of His Spirit and by the power of His Word.
He can heal every scar.
Do you have fear in your life? If you do, then you don't have to. You can beat the fear through the power of God and His holy word. That's a promise from God Himself. This is From His Heart, the broadcast ministry of Pastor Jeff Shreve, and thank you for joining us today. There's a website that lists the most known phobias or fears, and I counted 68 different phobias on that website. And those were only the ones that started with the letter A. There are so many fears that truly paralyze and destroy people. They may seem silly to some, but they are real fears to them, even God's own children. Today, Pastor Jeff begins a two-part message designed to help you out of the bondage of those most devastating fears. The message is entitled, The Giant of Fear. Now, if you missed any of these messages discussing the giant problems we all face, you can go to fromhisheart.org to listen again to any of these lessons, as well as download any broadcast in MP3 format, along with the sermon outlines from Pastor Jeff. But right now, open your Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 21, and let Pastor Jeff help you discover how to defeat the giant of fear.
In the summer of 1996, Debbie and Jill and Amy and Sarah and I moved from Houston to Wake Forest, North Carolina to attend seminary. I didn't have a job. I just knew that God had called me and to the ministry, and I needed to go to school and I needed to study. And so we went, and I had a little bit of money saved up, and we rented a small house, and we were there, and the Lord was blessing. Now, we didn't have any extras. There was no health insurance because I couldn't afford it. And I was working three jobs just trying to make ends meet. And then Debbie got a job at the Baptist bookstore. Didn't really pay much, but it was a place for her to work and to make a little bit of extra money. And one of the perks of working in the Baptist bookstore was they had a little section of movies, and you could rent movies if you worked there for free. And so this was great. And so we had Friday night movie night at our house with the girls. They were young. Jill was 9, Amy was 7, and Sarah was 5. And so every Friday night we'd have popcorn and we'd watch movies together. Well, I got the movie one night at the Baptist bookstore. I found the movie The Thief in the Night. And then the sister movie to that, the sequel, was called The Mark of the Beast. Well, I had heard about these movies. I'd never seen them, about the rapture and the Antichrist and all that. I thought, this is really cool. So I got them. They should have had a little note, not for children under 10. I mean, it was rated I for intense. And so we're watching this movie, and all of a sudden this guy is shaving, and the rapture hits, and his shaver falls into the sink. It's just buzzing there, and his wife comes in, and he's gone, and she's screaming. And I look over at my kids, and their eyes are like this, you know, and they're freaking out. And then all these different people get raptured, and then the Antichrist comes, and then people are getting killed, and they show a guillotine and blood, and it's like, oh, man. Well, Jill finally is like, Dad, I can't take this anymore. I don't want to watch this anymore. So we shut it off. We put him to bed. In the middle of the night, all of a sudden, Jill comes by my bed. I said, oh, what is it? And she said, Dad, I cannot sleep. I am freaking out over that movie. Can I sleep with you? I said, okay, come on in. I felt bad, you know, it was supposed to be a night of fun. It was a night of fear. And I brought her in. Well, about an hour after that, I hear this sick little voice. Now, we had two bedrooms upstairs. Amy slept by herself, and Jill and Sarah shared a bedroom. Well, I hear Sarah crying out to me, Daddy. Just a sick little voice. I thought it might have just been a bad dream, so I said, well, maybe it'll go away. And it didn't go away. It just kept coming. Daddy! And so I get up there, go into her room, and there's Sarah. She is shaking like a leaf. She's so scared. She says, Daddy! And I said, Sarah, what's wrong? She said, Daddy, Jill's gone. I said, Jill's not gone. She's in my bed. She said, well, I'm not sleeping in here by myself. But okay. So she ended up sleeping with me, and Jill slept with Debbie. Nobody got any sleep that night. And, you know, I just never forgotten that picture of fear on her face. Now, we are in a series called Facing the Giants, and we've talked about the giant of discouragement. We've talked about the giant of shame, and today we want to talk about the giant of fear. Lots of times you see athletes wearing shirts that say, no fear. People think they're pretty tough. They wear a t-shirt that says, no fear. Truth of the matter is, everyone gets afraid. You do, I do, the guy wearing the no fear t-shirt does. Fear is just something that we deal with. Webster defines fear this way: a strong sense of personal danger, whether real or imagined. We have all kinds of fears. We fear the future. We fear change. We fear failure. We fear the unknown. We fear rejection. We fear criticism. Lots of people have physical fears. They fear going to the doctor and getting the report that says, you have cancer. We have family fears. We fear that our marriage might crater. Kids fear that their parents are going to get divorced. Lots of times moms and dads fear that their children will go haywire or their children will die. Lots of fears, financial fears. So many people fear that they'll lose their job, that they'll go under. Single people, especially single women, fear that they'll never get married. I had a lady who was going through a separation in her marriage tell me one time, she said, Jeff, I'm so afraid that I'm going to grow old alone. That's a big fear. Now, the Bible clearly says that God has not given us a spirit of fear. God doesn't want us to live life paralyzed and plagued by fear. The Lord wants us to face the giant of fear and defeat the giant of fear by the power of His Spirit and by the power of His Word. 2 Samuel chapter 21, we'll read one verse today, verse 18. Scripture says this, now it came about after this that there was war again with the Philistines at Gob. Then Sibbecai the Hushathite struck down Saph, who was among the descendants of the giant. Just a short little one-verse story about a guy named Sibbecai who defeated a giant named Saph. Well, what in the world can we learn about fear from this story? Three truths. Truth number one, fear is a thief. Now, this is the third giant that David and his kingdom, his men, have had to face. We read about Goliath. We read about Ishbi-Benob. That giant represented discouragement. And now here's the third giant. Now, David is not fighting him, but one of David's mighty men, Sibbecai, is fighting this giant. And this giant's name is interesting. His name is Saph, not staff, like an infection, but Saph. And the word Saph means to snatch away or to wait at the threshold. To snatch away or wait at the threshold. And that's what fear does. Fear is one of those things that waits at the threshold to snatch away from us, to steal from us. And fear wants to steal and lurks in the shadows at the threshold to steal away your peace. Your peace. Have you ever noticed how fear does that? When your heart gets fearful, there is no peace. Jesus said in John chapter 14, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. The Lord gave us peace. That's your birthright as a child of God. That's your gift as a child of God, is peace. But now, when you allow your heart to get fearful, you lose your peace. The fear comes in and snatches away your peace. And when you lose your peace, you know, the word for peace in Hebrew is shalom. And that word means, it's translated peace, it also means well-being. But you know, when you get fearful, the fear steals away your peace. It steals away your well-being. There are many people today who are so fearful, and because of that fear, they have ulcers. They have colitis. They have insomnia. Can't sleep because they're too afraid. When I was a kid growing up, I had watched my share of scary movies. And the scary movies would haunt me at about 2 o'clock in the morning when I would invariably, I don't know why, but I would always wake up about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when I was a kid growing up. And you know, when you wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you start to hear all sorts of stuff, don't you? I mean, you hear just certain creaks in the house. Never heard them before. They're just there at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. All these creaks and all these little sounds, and your mind just begins to race. And for me, I just knew what it was. It was that sweet, dear boy from Camp Crystal Lake, Jason. He had found out where I lived. And he was at my door ready to kill me. Scared me to death. Man, I couldn't sleep. I was so scared. My heart would just start racing. It's over. It's curtains. Jason's coming. He said, well, that's dumb. Well, what's your Jason? What do you wake up in the middle of the night fearing? Your health? You just know that you have this terrible, horrible disease. You're never going to get better. Wake up in the middle of the night and you fear for your children. You just know something bad is going to happen. Talked to a dear lady just today, and she said, I struggle with fear. I fear something bad is going to happen to my husband or to my child. Maybe you wake up in the middle of the night and your Jason is your finances, your job situation. What am I going to do? How am I going to make it? You can't sleep. It steals away your peace, your shalom, your well-being. But not only does it lurk to steal your peace, fear lurks to steal your confidence. When fear comes in, you lose all confidence that you're ever going to be able to succeed. You just start thinking in terms of failure. You think in terms of can't. I remember when I was a senior in high school, played basketball all through school, very first game of the year. We were excited, we had a good team. We had played a varsity schedule my junior year. I was the first graduating class of that school. Varsity schedule my junior year, did pretty good. So our senior year, we were really good. We ended up only losing 6 games all year, 29-6. I was one of the top three players on my team. And I remember the first game. Here I am. You always have butterflies in your stomach when you're playing basketball, when you're at the tip-off, you know, and then they go away. Well, for some reason, that first game, mine didn't go away. And early on in the game, I was fouled, and I went to the free throw line to shoot free throws, and my first free throw, air ball. Aired it. Man, that's like anybody that plays basketball knows you don't want to air ball a free throw. Better just shoot a brick, hit something. But I aired it. All the guys on my team started laughing. My coach was cracking up. He just thought it was so funny. I tried to laugh it off too. But that stuck in my head for the whole year. And I ended up shooting that year less than 50% at the free throw line. Every time I would get fouled after that, I would think one thought, don't airball. It's not a good thought when you go to the free throw line. But I just lost all my confidence. Peter had that happen to him. Peter was the one that saw Jesus walk on the water, and he said to Jesus, Lord, if it's really you, command me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, come on, Peter. And so he got out of the boat, and he starts walking on the water, and things are going great. Until the Bible says, seeing the wind, he became afraid, and he began to sink. He lost all his confidence in the Lord's word, all his confidence of what he could do in Christ. And he began to sink. That's what fear does. Fear tells you you can't. And see, when you allow fear to steal your confidence, You end up staying in the boat. You end up saying, I don't want to get fouled because I'll go to the free throw line and I might shoot an air ball and I'll embarrass myself. So I'll just stay back. I'll let someone else play. I'll sit on the bench. Fear does that. Fear steals your peace, steals your confidence, steals your potential. Your potential of all that you can do and all that you can be for God. Do you remember the parable Jesus told about the talents and how the wealthy master went on a trip and he gave to one servant 5 talents, to another servant 2 talents, and to another servant 1 talent? And do you remember the 1 talent guy, what did he do with his talent? And talent was a sum of money, like 80 pounds of money. And he took his talent and he buried it in the ground. And when the master asked for an accounting, what did you do with what I gave you? He said, I buried it in the ground. He said, why'd you do that? He said, because I was afraid. I was afraid. I was afraid to risk it. There was fear in my heart. And I didn't want to lose it, so I kept it in the ground. The guy with 5 talents, he risked it and gained 5 more. The guy with 2 talents, he risked the 2 talents, gained 2 talents more. The guy with 1 talent was so afraid that he didn't risk it. He ended up losing all that he had, but he was a total bust. He lost all his potential, all because of fear. Now, I want to ask you a question. Think about this. What would you like to do in life? I mean, the dream in your heart to really do in life if you knew that it wouldn't fail. What would you do? How would you live? What venture would you enter into if you knew that it wouldn't fail? So much of the time we play everything so close to the vest. Why? Because we're afraid. We're afraid this will fail. And we let our dreams die. Why? Because we're afraid. Some of you could be great witnesses for the Lord. And you want to talk to your friends and to your neighbors and to the people at on the airplane and people that you come in contact with. You want to talk to them about the Lord, but you're too afraid, so you don't. Some of you want to give to the Lord's work, but you're just so afraid. I just won't have enough. I'm afraid I won't have enough, and so you don't. And you miss out on the blessings associated with that. Some of you could sing, but oh, I'm just too afraid. Some of you could teach, oh, I'm just so afraid. I just can't do it. God might be putting into one of your hearts to start a business, to do something really out of the ordinary from what you're doing now, and God wants to bless that, and God has put that in your heart, but you're so afraid that you bury it in the ground. You bury that dream in the ground and you don't let the Lord do what he wants to do because of fear. Saf means to snatch away, to wait at the threshold and snatch away. Fear is a thief. But truth number two, not only is fear a thief, fear is a liar. Fear lies to us. I think it was Zig Ziglar that said this, fear is false evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. That is fear. And we look at the evidence and we say, well, it must be this, it must be that. And then we take all that evidence and we come to false assumptions because we just think, well, that's the way it is. When I would wake up in the middle of the night and heard those creaks, I just assumed, I just took that evidence and said, that means that Jason's here. I want to tell you, Jason has never come to my house. Never. It was a lie. It was false evidence appearing real. Fear lies to us.
And in just a moment, Pastor Jeff Shreve will be back on From His Heart as he continues the message entitled The Giant of Fear, with an example of just that, a man who examined the circumstances surrounding himself and unfortunately followed his fear to a terrible conclusion. There are many giants we all face in life. One of the giants we face as a ministry called to reach the world for Christ is wondering how we can do that, because the world is giant. But we are making strides now on over 850 radio stations every day in the United States, heard in every city in America, and seen in 182 countries on 2 international TV networks. And of course, we're always online. But we never fear, because we know that God will move on the many faithful supporters we have to undergird this outreach with the resources that He wants us to have to do all that He wants us to do. If God is moving on your heart when you listen to these broadcasts, and you'd like to join in to help by becoming a supporter, This is a great time as it is our fiscal year end, and we need to make solid plans for the next 12 months, and we can do that and reach more people with your help. And if you do help us this month with your fiscal year-end gift, then Pastor Jeff will send you the inspiring series, The Land of the Giants, on CDs, DVDs, a USB flash drive, or as an MP3 download, and the popular booklet called When You Don't Like Yourself. Both of these resources, our gift to say thank you for your fiscal year-end support. To get yours, call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org and request The Land of the Giants and the popular booklet, When You Don't Like Yourself. And thank you for wanting to have a great impact on the world around you. We greatly appreciate your generosity and partnership. Now, let's get back to part one of this message called The Giant of Fear. Here again is Pastor Jeff Shreve.
I read a story just this morning about a man named Nick. He worked at the railroad. He was working with cars and he had a job doing that. He was a very good employee, but he was very negative. He always looked at situations negatively and he was given over to thinking the worst. Well, one day they were going to have a party after work with all the guys that worked at the railroad yard. And so they were quitting early. And so the guys were all getting ready to leave early. And Nick somehow got caught in a refrigerated rail car and the door locked behind him. And he didn't know that. And when he went to leave, the door was locked. And he began to yell and scream for somebody to let him out, but all the guys had left. And nobody could hear his screams. And he began to pound on the door, pound so hard that his hands started to bleed. But nobody heard his cries. Nobody heard his pounding. And then he started to look around. He said, I'm in a refrigerated boxcar. I don't know what the temperature is, but I imagine it's going to be 5 degrees, 10 degrees. It is so cold and it's getting colder. He had a little piece of paper that he found and he had a pen in his pocket. He began to write out notes and he said, I don't think I'm going to make it. It is so very cold. And he was kind of chronicling his experience in that rail car. Well, the next day, they came to work, they opened that rail car, and Nick was dead. He died from freezing. But you know what was interesting? They did a check on that rail car, that refrigerated box car. The refrigeration system didn't work. It wasn't 5 degrees or 10 degrees. It was 61 degrees in that car. He thought in his mind that the temperature was below freezing. And he willed in his mind his body to freeze to death. It was false evidence appearing real. Fear is a liar, a liar. And fear causes you and causes me to make bad decisions. Listen, if you ever are faced with a decision and fear is entering into the picture, don't do what fear says to do, because fear is a liar and it will cause you to make bad decisions.
Do you find yourself being tempted to pay attention to your fears today? In the conclusion to this message we'll have tomorrow, Pastor Jeff will lay out the practical and Bible-based unfailing plan for defeating fear with faith. Join us next time for part two of The Giant of Fear. Hey, thanks for listening today. I'm Larry Nobles, inviting you to join us on Thursday for part two of the empowering lesson explaining how to defeat the giant of fear. That's next time, right here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to fromhisheart.org.